Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Ice Level, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
And I'm Joe Babick. We are your ECHL Ice Level hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every week throughout the season at Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, staff, and coaches within the league.
Today, we're going to be joined by Worcester Railers defenseman Connor Welsh. He's having a great individual season. He's already set career highs in points this year, as we're only approaching the halfway point. So it'll be nice to catch up with him and see what's been the keys to his success. But pretty busy week in the ECHL world, Amanda. I guess starting off on Tuesday, the new expansion team, which begins play in October in Greensboro, announced their name, the Greensboro Gargoyles. So a nice tongue twister mouthful there to get used to for next season.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a really cool logo. Super excited to see where they're going next season. We also have ECHL Unfiltered Season 2 is being announced on Wednesday. It's Thursday now, so that'll be out. It's going to be featuring the South Carolina Stingrays. We've been behind the scenes a little bit hearing about it, and we're super excited to get it in the hands of you guys during the summer.
Yep, that'll be great. And actually, on next week's podcast, we'll be joined by the producer for ECHL Unfiltered, Tyler Nimmons, to get a little more insight on that. So that will be fun. And then, of course, this weekend is the Hockey Heritage Classic in Kalamazoo Saturday night with the K-Wings taking on Toledo. We have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Friday night, which will be fun. And then don't forget that on Sunday, the tape delay broadcast of the Kalamazoo-Toledo game from Saturday will be available to watch on NHL Network. So certainly check that out and see all the fun that's going to be had this weekend in Kalamazoo. And if you're in Kalamazoo, we look forward to hopefully seeing you in person throughout the weekend. Right now, let's bring on Connor and get to know him and what's been going on with the Railers. All right, Connor, we thank you for taking some time to join us today. For you personally, it's been a good start to the season, a good first half, putting up a lot of points. What's been some of the keys for the performance you've been able to put up here through the first 3 months of the season?
I think just trying to play with confidence and move the pocket shots to the net. And, you know, I've had some good players around me, so I've been fortunate to get some assists with them putting pucks in the net. So, yeah, just trying to play a good, solid game and been able to get some good bounces my way.
Was there anything from, you know, the off season that might have helped you improve significantly mentally or physically going into this season?
I've always taken my off seasons pretty seriously. I think this off season, from a mental standpoint, I think I was more just confident and wanting to be a difference maker. And it was something that I wanted to change about my game moving forward. I think in the past I've had times where I hesitate or I kind of wait around and let teammates make the play or do whatever. So this year I just kind of wanted to have a little more confidence and believe in my abilities a little more. So I guess from a mental standpoint, that's kind of one thing I think that's helped me.
You're serving as one of the Railers' alternate captains this season. So what does it mean to you personally and professionally to have that respect from your teammates and coaches to take on a leadership role with the team?
Yeah, it's always an honor. You know, we talk about it in a room, like if you want to have good leadership and a team with good leadership, you need everyone pulling on the rope. So obviously three guys wear letters, but it takes a whole group to really have solid leadership. And but it's always, yeah, it's special to be a part of that. And I enjoy it.
How has that dynamic been, you know, not only on the ice, but also off with the team this year?
It's been good. I always find, you know, this is my third full season in this league, and I always find at the start, you know, you're meeting a lot of new guys. Guys are kind of up and down, not sure where they're going to fit in for the year between rosters with the East Coast and the American League. And, you know, you get a couple road trips off the bat and you kind of get to know the guys a bit. But I always find this is the time of the year, January, February. This is the time of the year where you really get tight with your teammates. You always have a couple good road trips, and it's been a good dynamic.
Take us back a bit to your younger days, you know, growing up in Halifax. When did you start playing hockey? And then when it was time to go junior, you went all the way out to the British Columbia Hockey League. So kind of walk us through that decision to make that big move away from home in your teenage years to go the junior hockey route.
Yeah, it's all from the first thing I can remember is, you know, being a hockey player as a kid, I started really young, and it was something my family was really passionate for. My dad and his brothers were really passionate about the game, so I was kind of born into it. And I always loved playing the game growing up. And yeah, I just always wanted to get better and wanted to play and pursue and try to see where I could, take it to. And major junior was always kind of a big thing back home with the Q and stuff, and that never really worked out for me. So I was very fortunate to be able to go out west and play junior A out there, and I loved every second of it. And it's a part of my path that I'm really proud of. I was really happy to be able to go out there and play in that league and get to see a new side of the country and just make some memories. And yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So how was that transition going, you know, from college and then preparing for 3 years to go into professional?
It was good. Like there was a lot of good things about it, and it also posed its challenges. Obviously we had to deal with COVID there for about a year and a half, and it was tough because we didn't play any games, we didn't have practices. But I was really fortunate to be at a program where we still were getting ice. So I'm from Halifax, obviously, and I played university hockey there, and I was able to get on the ice during that period of time and try to, you know, work on my skills and keep my game where it needed to be. So when games started back up, I was ready to jump back into it, and I felt good about where I was at. So yeah, I definitely do think just playing against bigger, faster, stronger bodies was able to prepare me for my jump to the East Coast League. And yeah, I thought it was a great step in my path.
After you completed your career, you went right in to the ECHL on the pro ranks, signing with Trois-Rivières. So how was that adjustment, you know, going straight from college to the pro game? And I'm sure it was also exciting for you to finally get that pro debut, something I'm sure you dreamed about for a long time.
Yeah, honestly, it was going from my U sport team to Trois-Rivières. It honestly felt like I was in the NHL for the first little bit of it. Like, they took really good care of the guys. It just felt so professional, and I really enjoyed it. To get that opportunity was so special. And, I don't speak any French, so it was challenging where, just going to the grocery store or whatever it may be around the town was tough. But overall, the guys were good, and I thoroughly enjoyed my time there.
After that first full professional with Trois, how was that transition, you know, then to the Railers? You're near Boston now, and just how was, you know, that as a whole?
It was different, but it was also another really cool chapter. I've really enjoyed my time here in Worcester. I'm a big Bruins fan, so I've loved being closer to Boston. I've been able to get into Boston for catch a couple of Bruins games over the last couple of years, so that's been nice. It makes me feel, I guess, it's a little more like Halifax, where it's similar to back home. People kind of refer to Halifax as like a smaller version of Boston. So it's nice to be in this area. It's an area where, you know, if my family wants to come down and catch a few games, it's not too far of a drive for them. So yeah, I really enjoyed it here as well.
We're just about the midpoint of the season. You touched a little bit about road trips and this time of the season. You guys just had a pretty successful weekend in Wheeling, taking 3 out of 4 points against one of the top teams in the league. So how would you say overall the team's going this year? And is this past weekend against Wheeling a good growing point and something you guys can pick up and use as motivation for the second half of the season?
For sure. I think we've struggled to string together wins for pretty much the whole season so far. So it's something we still have yet to do, but obviously we had a really good weekend. So it's important for us to build off that and carry it into this upcoming weekend. It's never going to get easier. The months of January and February are always very difficult in this league. There's tons of injuries, whether it's in our league or the American League, or even in the NHL, it still affects us. So you got guys moving all the time, up and down. But it's always an X man up mentality, and hopefully we can continue to string some wins together.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go into some other random questions here just to get to know you a little bit better. So first one we have is, what's your favorite memory in your professional career so far?
Good question.
Maybe as a team and then personally.
Okay. As a team and personally.
Yeah.
As a team, I would probably say when I first went to Trois-Rivières, we were able to make playoffs, and we played the Growlers in that first round, and we were down 3-1, and we were able to come back and force a game 7, which ultimately we ended up losing. But that was a really good experience and a great memory for me. I'll always remember that series. That was really special to be a part of. Individually, I'll probably go with my first goal, scoring it in Trois Rivières. My sister and my grandmother were able to make it up to Trois Rivières to catch the game, so I was able to score in front of them. So that was really special.
Do you have a favorite arena to play in? And if so, what makes that arena a fun one to play in for you?
Arena, I will go with. Honestly, I kind of don't mind playing in Trois Rivières just because it kind of brings back those memories of, you know, I never knew growing up if I was going to have that opportunity to play pro or not. So just stepping in that arena is always really special to me because it brings back those good memories. My favorite place to play was definitely Newfoundland. Unfortunately, we don't get to do that anymore. Another place I really like playing is Norfolk. So I'd say probably any variation of those.
What was it about Newfoundland? Does it just kind of remind you of like the Halifax, Nova Scotia type of atmosphere?
Yeah, it's just, it's like a Halifax on steroids almost. It's just people are very welcoming. You always get a kick out of them. They're pretty funny and just a real fun place to go with your teammates and play some hockey games.
Bouncing off of that question, is there a dream NHL arena that you would want to play at?
Probably TD Garden, just because I'm a big Bruins fan. I've so many memories of watching them play, and I was very fortunate as a fan growing up and always seeing them have a great team. So definitely would be TD Garden.
Next question here. Do you have any pregame rituals or superstitions?
I wouldn't say I have any like superstitions or anything like that. Just kind of the same warm-up. I do the same thing, so I guess that would be a ritual, but it's not something I'm like, oh, I need to do this. But yeah, I just hop on the bike for 5 or so minutes and then go through my warm-up routine and just get dressed, stay focused. That's about it.
Who do you have the best chemistry with on the team, both on and off the ice?
Ooh, it's another good question. I'll probably go with Anthony Rapace. He's a guy that I met when I was playing U Sports at Dalhousie. He played at St. Mary's. So my first couple of years, I was able to play against him. So we had a rivalry there. But I think, you know, ever since I came to this team, he's always been a really good guy to me. And we just started recently living together last couple of weeks, so we've always had a good relationship, and I think we're both guys that like to poke fun at one another, but both of us can kind of give it and take it.
Do you have a favorite NHL player, or can you think of, you know, some player in the NHL that you align with the most?
My favorite player as of right now is definitely Quinn Hughes. I've thoroughly enjoyed watching his game even before the NHL, but the day he stepped into the NHL, he definitely became my favorite player to watch. I also watching guys like Josh Morrissey or Adam Fox, Rasmus Dahlin, just, you know, smart, skilled defensemen. Just, I love watching their game and how gifted these guys are. So, definitely, yeah, those guys.
Do you have any special hidden talents we should know about?
Yeah, I probably got a couple. Tim mentioned that he, threw you guys a bone on one of them. So I guess one thing I'd like to do, it started when I was in university. Well, actually, I kind of like doing it when I was younger too. Just kind of making like a rap song or whatever. And I wouldn't call myself a rapper, but it's definitely been something where, you know, if I'm on a team and something happens and I want to make a couple jokes about it, I'll kind of do that in a form of a song, and guys always get a kick out of it. So it's something I definitely like to do.
That's awesome. Like to have a song produced and published at some point? Or is this kind of more just like a behind the scenes type, you know, poke fun at guys type of thing?
Yeah, I'm horrible with technology. So that's my biggest downfall is I think my lyrics and my ability to write the song and record it's pretty good, but it's all the technical stuff that comes with it. I wouldn't be able to do that. So I would definitely need someone to help me out, but it's definitely something I have thought about. Like if I was ever older, didn't have much to do, maybe, you know, if I was feeling creative or artistic, maybe release something, but I don't know how many people would like it.
We're going to have Tim do some behind the scenes on the bus to capture this for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Awesome. Well, that's all we've got for you today, Connor. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, your busy schedule here to come on quick, get the fans to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks a lot for having me. This is great.
All right, we appreciate Connor taking some time to join us. Maybe we can have him do a theme song for us at some point. That would be fun, but some fun stuff there from Connor. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to like, rate us on whatever your preferred podcast platform is. Also, you can follow us on social media, of course, at ECHL Hockey on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and at ECHL on X. We'll talk to you all next week.